News, I'm Nathan Heffel. The U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan and the Taliban's takeover is bringing up a lot of emotions for Colorado veterans who serve there. Dwayne France served two tours in Afghanistan with the Army and lost friends there, including Sergeant Edouides Wolf.
I'm not looking at this as in how we're leaving Afghanistan has cheapened their death, because I know that Sergeant Wolf, who we lost, I believe she wouldn't want us to look at it that way.
France says his emotions run the gamut from anger to sadness to confusion. He says the U.S. tried to do something positive in Afghanistan. He's hopeful some good will come out of the situation. The federal government has officially declared the first ever water shortage in the Colorado River Basin. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The shortage was triggered because of water levels in Lake Mead on the Nevada-Arizona border. It's projected that the reservoir will drop to a point where it can no longer provide enough water and hydroelectricity for communities in the West. That means mandatory cuts in Arizona and Nevada, and possibly California if things worsen. What does this mean for Colorado? Nothing legally, but it does add pressure to the renegotiations of the river's management plan, which is set to expire in 2026. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
College students will start flocking back to the state this week as Colorado's universities reopen their dorms for the upcoming semester. That includes the University of Colorado Boulder, Colorado State University, and Colorado Mesa University. It's 90 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel.